You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Flipping and a flopping,
like a beetle we should. And it looked like fun, and I want to be one. I wanna be a wild one. I wanna be a wild one. Dig that chick,
yeah.
Hunched up in her back, I say she's the
doing the monkey. Strings.
A man who can play that thing. And it looks like fun. And I want to be one. I wanna be a wild one. I wanna be a wild one. And help me, I'm a wild one. I can't help me, I'm a wild one. I can't help me, I'm a wild one. I can't help me, I'm a wild one.
I don't like anchovies on top. Well, that was Free As Association.
Free As Association.
Free As Association. Thank you for your participation.
Rick Stockwell.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that wraps up tonight's Free Association. Thank you all very much for participating. I enjoy that very much. I missed the opportunity to do it. But now it's time for us to begin the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. Before we start off, you know what we gotta do? We gotta remind you, the listener, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Vince Martin, the American folk singer and songwriter, known for his recording with the Terriers. We remember the Terriers around here, including Bob Carey, Eric Darling, and Alan Arkin. He joined them in 1956. Went on and became more widely known with his duo recordings with Fred Neil starting in the early 1960s. Vince Martin just passed away at 81. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Post-initial radio obituary is for Big J. McNeely, the American rhythm and blues saxophonist. He made his first recordings with drummer Johnny Otis and even performed on Otis's Barrel House Stomp. Played with him for Savoy Records, among other labels. McNeely went on with a solo career, had his first hit with the Deacon's Hop, which was an instrumental topping the Billboard R&B charts in 1949, and it was the most successful of his chart entries. Thanks to his flamboyant playing called honking, McNeely remained popular through the 50s and into the 60s. He recorded for Exclusive, Aladdin, Imperial, Federal, VJ, and the Swingin' labels. Big J. McNeely just passed away at 91. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here. Oh, with one of those tunes. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. Thank you. Got what I want.
What is it,
but
Daddy?
You won't give it to me. Until you let me have it, I ain't gonna let you be. I give it up.
What you want
hey,
me to give?
Hey, I give it up. Ooh, I give it up. I give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up. Give it up like sweet little girl. I took you to a nightclub.
You sure did.
Bought you food and wine.
Uh-huh.
Promised me some loving.
Did I?
Now you wanna change your mind. I give it up. Hey, 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 I give it up. I got to have it. I give it up. I give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up. Give it up like sweet little girl. My heart is beating fast. I can't hold out much longer unless you tell me yes.
That's what they all
give it
say.
Up. Hey, 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 give it up. Ooh, yeah, give it up. Ooh, yeah, give it up. 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 Give it up like sweet little girl. You told me that you love me.
I sure
when
did.
I bought you Cadillac. But if you don't, you know better. I'm gonna take it back.
You're gonna be that
give
cheap.
It up. Hey, hey,
give it up.
Ooh, I give it up. I got to have it.
I give it up, I give it up, I give it up, I give it up, I give it up. Give it up like sweet little girl. Give it up.
Well, what you want me to give you?
Give it up.
The next radio obituary is for Joseph Jojo Hukim, the Jamaican reggae record producer best known for his productions in the 1970s at Channel One Studios. His Channel One Studios. Back in the early 60s, he was involved in the jukebox and slot machine industry. But in 1970, after the Jamaican government declared gambling games illegal, he and his brothers decided to turn to the music business, and that's when he launched a sound system named Channel One. He was the first producer to introduce the reuse of old Studio One rhythms for new productions. It was a very controversial practice in the beginning, but it eventually became widespread and laid the foundation for the early dance hall sound. Joseph Jojo Hukim just passed away at 76. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Better know yourself.
The cleanup radio obituary is for Paul Ott, the Mississippi musician, songwriter, outdoorsman, and conservationist. He was looking like he was going to be country royalty, and then it just didn't happen. But he went on to start working in the great outdoors, wrote a song about trees, and played it for the Park Service in Mississippi, ended up getting his own local television show, and becoming a different kind of Mississippi royalty. Go figure. Paul Ott just passed away at 83. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Meow.
Oh.
Kitty, 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 kitty cat. 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 Well, a highfalutin kitten, perfumed and fair, trot out through the kitchen door to get some air. When a tomcat, lean and light, and long and dirty, looked her in the eye. Well, he looked at the perfumed Persian cat, and she strutted about with a bunch of that. While thinking a bit of the time to pass, he whispered, "Kitty, oh, are you sure you got class?" That's a fitting and a proper was a her reply. She arched the whiskers over her eye. I'm ribbing down asleep on a pillow of silk, and daily they bathe me in pasteurized milk. Now cheer up, said the tomcat smile, I trust your newfound friend for a while. You need to escape from your backyard fence, my dear, all you need is experience. About a half past four, the innocent looks in her eyes had went. The smile on her face was a smile of content. Kitty, 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 kitty cat. Kitty, 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 kitty cat. Kitty, 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 kitty cat. Kitty, 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 kitty cat.
Meow.
Guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Alan Abel. Want to make sure that we do send a great shout out to our ambassador, Feel Good Scott Cornish. He noticed this one happened too, and I could tell he was as interested in this one as I was. Alan Abel was an American prankster, hoaxer, writer, and mockumentary filmmaker. One of his earliest pranks took place in the late 1950s when he posed as a golf pro and taught Westinghouse executives how to use ballet positions to improve their game. In 1959, with a story on the Today Show, the Society for Indecency to Naked Animals, CINA, was Abel's most elaborate hoax, and this is one that longtime listeners of Bubbles in the Think Tank remembers. Remember, yes, listeners remember, correct. CINA's mission was to clothe naked animals throughout the world. They're best known today for their tagline, "A nude horse is a rude horse." As the spokesman for the group, Buck Henry appeared on television and radio several times, including the CBS Evening News in 1962. The hoax began as a satire of media censorship, but took on a life of its own, with sympathizers offering unsolicited contributions, always returned, citizen summonses for walking naked dogs, and sewing patterns for pet clothes. He was also behind one of the most talked about incidents on the Phil Donahue Show back in 1985, after the show had moved from Chicago to New York. the on one day's program, seven members of the audience appeared to faint during the broadcast. It was seen live in New York. Donahue feared that the fainting was caused by both anxiety at being on television and an overheated studio on a morning that was cold and snowy, and he cleared the studio of audience members and resumed the show, but it turned out that the fainting spell was cooked up by Abel in what he said was a protest against poor quality television. Alan Abel just passed away at 94. It's great to have an excuse to pull out this album. I wish I had tons of time to play lots of it, because I played it all once before. Why wouldn't I play a lot of it again? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Alan Abel right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
We have with us the poet laureate of Senna. The poetess laureate, I should say, to be more correct, of Mrs. Ben Jacopetti, and she is going to read the Senna poem, Ode to Decency. Now, her term as poet laureate expires in 1969, I believe. But she will read the poem to you. Perhaps we better have her read it first, because I think she's a little restless. Would you like to read that right now, Mrs. Jacopetti? Mrs. Rain Jacopetti, let's welcome her.
This is our ode to decency. Oh, animals, oh, animals, friends of man and child, how simple are your little ways, how docile and how mild. Yet, here you are in nature's state, unmindful of our modern ways. Cover at last your nudiness and do as Cinna says. Don your bloomers, aprons, shorts, be they fancy, be they plain. Speak of your newfound decency from Seattle to St. Augustine.
Thank you.
our world headquarters of the Bureau of Sexological Investigation. My name is Dr. Harrison T. Rogers. Now that we have reached the last holdout of human ignorance, the nature of man's sexuality in America today, I'd like to invite you inside these doors. Our outpatient clinic is perhaps one of the busiest in the country. We treat all kinds of patients. They're welcome here. If you have a sexual problem, we're ready to treat you.
What is the ideal penis length?
Just about 4 or 5 inches, just about like that.
Oh, about 9, 9 and a half.
Down here.
Right about?
Below the knee.
The male organ has an average of 6 inches in length. The female orifice has 8 inches of possibility, which means that if you translate this to world population, there are some millions of miles of unused orifice.
At this time, I think we should talk about contraceptives. The ingenuity of modern man has given the fertile woman a variety of devices, starting, of course, with the diaphragm.
Look at the names for the sexual anatomy. They all sound like foreign imported cars. The Peugeot, the vulva.
What I'm saying to you, America, is it doesn't matter how large a breast of a woman's is, as long as they're huge.
Do you think that the armed services discriminate against transsexuals?
Thank God they do, otherwise I'd be fighting in Vietnam.
This might sound strange, but I really sometimes feel that I'm a reincarnation of Fatty Arbuckle.
Hello there, and welcome to the International Sex Games. This is Raven Arm Smith speaking to you live from the Sex Bowl in Houston, Texas.
How do you feel about the growing sexual revolution in America?
That kind of activity is not going to be tolerated in this capital.
This is going to be a hair-raising finish.
Let's see, where did that put us? The pre- and penultimate radio obituary is for Wesley Tinglin, founder, lead singer, and chief songwriter of the Viceroys. They were formed with Daniel Bernard and Bunny Gale, first recorded for Clement Coxon Dodd at Studio One. Wesley Tinglin just passed away at 75. It's the pre- and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. I'm doing much better than I thought I was. I could have totally done more Cinna. The Ant's penultimate radio obituary is for the Big Sugar bassist Gary Lowe. He was also a founding member of the Toronto reggae band Culture Shock, joining Big Sugar in 1994. He also went on to play with the Truth and Rights Review. Gary Lowe just passed away at 65. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It's gonna sound rehearsed. I think I've got the courage, but then I stall. Perhaps I'll bump into her if I loiter in the hall. I watch her through the peephole, I hear her on the stairs. I wait to see her go to work and check the clothes she wears. I help her sort the colors down in the laundrette, but I haven't figured out when she does her laundry yet. Sounds like they're all men. The food delivery fella, I think he's gone inside. They're upstairs having curry while I'm here Kentucky Fried. I'll make a play to thrill her, perhaps she'll let me in. I'll be her Arthur Miller, she could be my Mary Lynn. But who's this Joe DiMaggio that's coming up the stairs? I hope that's just a dude she called for me take for repairs.
The penultimate radio obituary is for Olga Chakowska, also known by the mononym of Cora. She was a Polish rock vocalist and songwriter, lead singer of the rock band Manum, and she also provided the voice of Edna Mode in the Polish dubs of both Incredibles films. Olga Chakowska just passed away at 67. She's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
We'll be right back.
And the ultimate radio obituary is for Felton Pruitt, the steel guitar player. He played with Hank Williams on the Louisiana Hayride Show, and pretty much everybody on the Louisiana Hayride Show, as he played on the first hayride and the last one in the Louisiana Hayride Band. He played steel guitar for more than 70 years. He backed up Buck Owens, Slim Whitman, Farron Young, Merle Kilgore, Minnie Pearl, and way more than that. Felton Pruitt just passed away at 89. It's the ultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Oh, Hoochie Coochie Henry from Hawaii. He dances Hoochie Coochie in the sand. On the beach of Waikiki and eat the coconut tree. He does a Hoochie Coochie dance to beat the band. In old Hawaii, beneath the spreading coconut tree, there lives a gay lad whose heart is free. He's got no money, still he owns the world. He's got his grassy clippers ready for the hula hula girl. Oh, Hoochie Coochie Henry from Hawaii, I dances Hoochie Coochie in the sand. On the beach of Waikiki and eat the coconut tree, he does a Hoochie Coochie dance to beat the band. In old Hawaii, he dances out on the shore, and the brown-skinned natives all cry for more. He plays his guitar, Hawaiian style. The melody that he's playing drives the islanders wild. Oh, Hoochie Coochie Henry from Hawaii dances Hoochie Coochie in the sand. On the beach of Waikiki and eat the coconut tree, he does a Hoochie Coochie dance to beat the band. In old Hawaii, when the sun is sinking so low, and the U.S. steamer loads up to go, he sings his love song to the girls on deck. They swim right back to the island just to hug him by the neck. Oh, Hoochie Coochie Henry from Hawaii, that dances Hoochie Coochie in the sand. On the beach of Waikiki and eat the coconut tree, he does a Hoochie Coochie dance to beat the band. Oh, when the tropical moon beams out over the sea, and lonely hearts long for company, he rids the island blues. He gets his kicks from a drinking ice of coconut juice. So Hoochie Coochie Henry from Hawaii, I dances Hoochie Coochie in the sand. On the beach of Waikiki and eat the coconut tree, he does a Hoochie Coochie dance to beat the band.
Daily puzzle tangling on my mind. Where in the heck does that come from? I hears it all the time. Can't come from the north, can't come from the south. Must have come from the belly of the whale out of Jonah's mouth. It's twisted talk from the east, it's sure it ain't from Texas. I've heard such talk as that from suckers gone Las Vegas. Does y'all say that tall? Can't you uns talk that maw? What for you say to brother and a sister and a gosh dog mother-in-law? Tangle tonguey, daily puzzle tangling on my mind. Where in the heck does that come from? I hears it all the time. Can't come from the north, can't come from the south. Must have come from the belly of the whale out of Jonah's mouth. Talk ain't west, that's out New York and Boston. I think that stuff sure helps when we is broke and lonesome. Does y'all say that, Paul? I'll ask my ma again. What tears did I hear that stutters and utters every gosh dang place I's in? Tangle tonguey, daily puzzle tangling on my mind. Well, does that come from? I hears it all the time. Can't come from the north, can't come from the south. Must have come from the belly of the whale out of Jonah's mouth. It makes no sense for you, for that no need to worry. This stuff has been the same since days of horse and buggy. Ain't that the strangest thing? If us uns ain't to blame, must be the tongue that grumbles and stumbles and mixes us in slang. Tangle tonguey, daily puzzle, tangling on my mind. Where the heck does that come from? I hears it all the time. Can't come from the north, can't come from the south. Must have come from the belly of the whale out of Jonah's mouth.
Itsy witsy, itsy me, and I'll go get you good. Put your witsy arms around me, squeeze me half in two. Cause itsy witsy, bitsy me, loves itsy witsy you. Now all of this baby double talk is silly as can be, but honey, when we're all alone, I want you to baby me. I'd like to stay here all the time so we can bill and coo. Cause itsy witsy bitsy me loves itsy witsy you. Itsy witsy bitsy me loves itsy witsy you. Kissy witsy itsy me and I'll go kitchy coo. Put your witsy arms around me, squeeze me half in two. Cause itsy witsy bitsy me loves itsy witsy you. I've lost my mind, I've only lost my heart, and I go slightly off the beam to think we have to part. We'll meet again tomorrow night and we'll try something new. Cause itsy witsy bitsy me loves itsy witsy you. Itsy witsy bitsy me loves itsy witsy you. Kissy witsy itsy me and I'll go get you too. Put your witsy arms around me, squeeze me half in two. Itsy witsy bitsy me loves itsy witsy. Soon we'll see the preacher man and tie the knot up tight. And once I get you in my arms, I'll squeeze with all my might. We'll hug and smooch and kiss like this as all true lovers do. Cause itsy witsy bitsy me loves itsy witsy. Itsy witsy me loves itsy witsy you. Kissy witsy itsy me and I'll go kitchy coo. Put your witsy arms around me, squeeze me half in two. Cause itsy witsy bitsy me loves itsy witsy you.
And that wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Felton Pruitt right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. And it just about wraps up tonight's episode, too. But we'll be back here next week with yet even more Bubbles in the Think Tank for your stick-shaking action. Something like that. And let's see, we'll hang out with you all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where we'll have a lovely time, I'm sure. And then we'll see you right back here next week. Don't forget, if you have a chance on Friday evening and you're in the Cambridge area, Cambridge, Massachusetts, that is, maybe you might want to consider coming and hanging out with some of your Bubbles in the Think Tank friends at Club Passim for the Chandler Travis Trio. Drop us a line over there at the Facebook fan page. Let us know if you're into it. It'd be lovely to see you there. Or see you anywhere, really. Including online. It's all going to work out just fine. I can tell. By the way, the students are back now, so conceivably, you'll be hearing a radio show with James coming up after tonight's program. Otherwise, we're going to hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron. You know, this first night of the new schedule being in effect never quite positive what's going to happen. So be prepared for anything and everything. As we wrap up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank, right here on your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford.
Good night, my darling. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I must take you home, 'cause your dad gave me his warning. The party's over and the stars are shining bright, dear. Oh, how I long to hold. Oh.